I call this visit securing our future, because education is the only way in which we can secure the future. There's nothing better than education to provide progress, and especially science education. It's important because we are in a technological era, and without science, we're not able to compete with the rest of the world as they make leaps. If we let this building also deteriorate to the point where another oil company has to come and refurbish it, the pool of funds they have to do corporate social responsibility is then wasted on doing refurbishments, and therefore we don't extend and expand the facilities to other schools that may not be as privileged as this one. So now that we have it, we need to make a commitment, the school administration, the new headmaster when he comes, to make sure that we vote some money and we mobilize some resources to maintain this facility in good working order, so that Tello can then go to another school and also help them to develop their science and technical departments. So that is the plea we have. The Ebusiapenyin has committed the old boys to providing funding, and we need to make sure that the school also is committed to this maintenance of the facility. So I'm making two pleas. One, that let's complete the process. And that process can only be completed if we provide full set of equipment and for both, especially for physics and chemistry, and the chemicals. Because without it, the students are just maybe reading a book. They are not actually getting their hands on and getting experience. So that is the first plea, the equipment. The second one is a general one of maintenance. When I look at these buildings that have served us well for 60 years or so, it needs a new coat of paint. The window panes are broken, and I'm sure that we'll need to do better than what we see now. All requires that, rather than getting new things so that we can put a plaque there and say that this group of old boys presented it, which is good, we need to maintain the ones we have in order to make progress. Otherwise, the old ones rot away and we put a new one, and we can't just continue doing that. So maintenance is important, and I hope that the school will pick it up. So as I said, I will consult with Kofi Son, who I see regularly in Accra, and see whether we can get Alan and Co. to provide some additional resources to be able to do that. And as I said, I will pledge to do a fair percentage to be able to do that. So I'm pledging on the basis of what Paul Fojo has said, that I will also make a personal contribution based on the numbers that he has mentioned, 100 to 120,000. And am I seeing that you are also going to make, because your resources are way ahead of mine and should be able to. Oswati, it's all right. It's worth it. So I thank you very much, and I hope that